Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother?
Nanyami bisa Cain de wunya Abel owa hin.
And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?
Na Abel bua ni de Cain bua ni de ame minye minyane ne hwefo.
And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground.
Na Ebenaze na aye osande wonuane moje orusum odefrem.
I read to you John 17:20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy word. Father, we ask that you anoint our lips as we share your word this brief moment. Let your Holy Spirit take over the entire service. Let your light come, and Father, instruct us in the way we should go, that you will be blessed in obeying that which you have taught us. We vow to give you the glory as always, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now Jesus said there, on bom pe ma enum na ohun nyinara wo baba abeji ezinu.
Today we are sharing on the subject looking for Abel.
Na yena sam niti de yere hwehwe Abel.
We know the story of Cain and Abel.
Na yenim asama ofa Cain na Abel no wo hun.
Cain, who was the senior brother, killed his younger brother Abel.
Cain onu na oye penyin na okuni nua kuma Abel.
So the Lord came on the scene and said, where is Abel thy brother?
Na nyame be na obebisa Cain de wunua Abel owo hin.
And Cain was very rude. He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?
Na Cain oye enya sochre nyame de onyim na Cain Abel ame na me hwe no da.
And God told Cain that the voice of your brother is crying to me from the ground. Now Jesus prayed a certain prayer, and for his disciples, and then also for those who were going to believe through the effort of the disciples.
Na Jesus bom pe ma ne suafo no na osan bom pe ma ohona na wonim onu eraze ana won won da ma bre ni there once wo ba be genesis.
Now this means that there are people who are going to become born again through the sermons that we are preaching and the testimonies we are offering.
Na ebinum wo ho a wo babo wo hono fofor onam asama yereka no na obinum su bezi jase osan insampaka yereka no.
There are people who are going to get born again because you are preaching the gospel.
Na ebinum wo babo wo hono fofor osan nyamena asama yereka no.
The blood of some of the people who have died, they are crying out to their friends, and they were saying, what a terrible place to be in here in hell. I wish that friend of mine had shared with me the word of God. And I want to let you know that if God tells you to share the word of God with a sinner and you don't do it, he said he's going to require his blood from your hand. I don't know how that is going to be, but I believe it's a very serious position to be in.
Amen. I will be around what you can Yamina Semtra when Yanko na Ankano. Bible say Nyami baby sani boja if you ho. It's yen who de obi wa wako win sem niye manka. Anything ana onyo nam yinarano anka ebotum na akanyamina sem ezatre.
Cain, I believe he died in the Lord.
Na Cain, me jizi de ohu wanyami.
But there are people who are dying who do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Ebinum ruwa wonyim yen erazi Jesus Christ.
And they are close to you and they are close to me.
Woye enkofa wo ben hin ame oben awunso.
But by the grace of God, we are going to reach out to them with the word of God.
Na nyamena dumti yezi nyamena semboko akoma hon.
Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen.
This is one way of bringing the supernatural into the church of the Lord Jesus.
Na eye ekwan kra yezi nyame nitum ye baba asori num.
There is nothing as supernatural as sharing the word of God and a person becoming transformed in his innermost being.
Na azibere ni wiazi ma oye wanwasen de enye obi beka nyame nasem ma wafa nyame mana brabo waye fofor wo hunhun.
So it's going to happen in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Obesi wo Jesus ni zinim.
So who is Abel?
Na hwana ni Abel.
Abel is anybody who is around you, who is close to you, a colleague at work, a classmate, a friend, a former classmate, whatever it is, somebody who is close to you who doesn't necessarily know the Lord.
Now, one any Abel, only Obia, Obeno, Oyawunya, Obia, any Nukosku, any Nitsi, Edumim, Otsufie, Otswapim, them and Kofi, na.
When you do the work of God, God will take care of that which concerns you. The desire for a certain lifestyle is a major setback to the salvation of souls. That's the first point I want to share with you. That the desire for a certain lifestyle is a setback to looking for souls. Turn with me to Luke chapter 2, verse 20 and
21.
The Bible tells the story of a certain rich man. You are going to be rich in this life. I said, you are going to be rich in this life. But you are not going to follow the bad example of this rich man. This man became extremely prosperous in his life and business. And there are people today who are looking for what this rich man had. They are looking to be rich. They are working to be rich. So they are not interested in the needs of other people. They are not interested in their spiritual life. But you see, you are going to be rich and you are going to be so interested in spiritual things.
Amen. So
he did so many things minus anything spiritual.
Now,
so God said unto him, you are a fool. This night your soul shall be taken away from you. Then whose shall those things be that you have provided? Then Jesus said something interesting.
Jesus
said, this is what will happen to anyone who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. Are you listening?
It's here.
God wants us to be blessed and rich. But don't lay up for yourself riches on this earth when you are not rich toward God. You cannot send money to heaven. You cannot send buildings to heaven. You cannot send university grades to heaven. You cannot send good faith financial services to heaven. Many of the things we are doing on this earth, we can't send them to heaven. So by the time you get to heaven, what is going to be in your hand? If we can send all these powerful things that are esteemed highly on earth, like your nice car, if we can send them all to heaven, when we go to heaven, what are you going to have to your account?
We
must be rich toward God. I say we must be rich toward God. If I save the soul, supposing that he's not born again, all the money in this world cannot buy this guy.
Now,
so if I save him, I am rich. Come closer, because I'm going to get more souls. I am rich if I get him and I preach the gospel to him and he becomes born again. When we get to heaven, my price for winning him is far more than the richest billionaire on earth today.
Amen. Sir, meko sra himen ma abozina na ahunya menya awo okra kopena minye no obor Bill Gates and obia oye sike nyimapa obiazi minani sika obenya wasasi narado.
Adam Khan, if I save him, I have become a little bit more rich.
Sir, mesanije ekra foforo sonkwa mahunya no wako sor.
Eko Khan, if I save him, I have become a little bit more rich.
Sir, message croak and one not ready. Manhunyan wasan wakonin.
Tony come. If I save him, I have become a little bit more rich.
Amen. Sir, mokodo de menya akrana manhunyano or konenim.
These riches cannot be laid on earth. You see, when I'm walking and I tell I preach to him, he got born again, and I preach to this one, he got born again, and I preach to this one, he got born again, you will not even respect it, you will not value it. You say, what is born again? I need money in my pocket. What is born again? But when we get to heaven, these, they are stars. They are going to be the stars on my crown, my wealth, my ring, my chain, my cross, and the things I'm going to have is because of these souls. So those of us who are laying up treasures on earth, which cannot go beyond 100 years of your life. Okay, I'm assuming you'll be 150 years. Before anybody thinks I'm trying to kill him, 150 years of your life. All the things that we get in this life, they are not going to make us rich toward God. But when I save souls and I look back and all these souls, they are lined up to my account. And God says, you are rich because you saved a lot of souls. And one of them is far richer than all the riches in the whole world put together. Can you imagine it?
Yes.
So my point is, how rich are you toward God?
Now, ma samye de, wo ahunya wa nyamim no otiden. Na se, mudu shra himema, akira doduwa menya no, na obetre abotira wazibamam. Ono na ebo hunde waze, enzama atetar oye sikakoko papa, onye maye, yebre wa galamse hui. Na, wazibamam ya wasura, me komaze, mamasipa tumensa, mamasipa emu hui nara, osan, akira machi ama erazeno, dem na oti, na se, yefani de, menam, na make the imagine akra obeye azibia mezibo tete washa ba wosura himem no akra krumpo no ne ho wonfa so oso sen sika nyinara jebepe ana obi a osi wiazim nyinara no wanya ne ho no ne bo no osum sen dem nipa no na hunya nyinara.
Pray for a shift of your heart, oh.
Bumpe de wakuma obesisan,
so that as God is blessing you, your heart will not go into the riches.
There's an amirishrawa wakuma onkozi ejapazina na medro domono.
Rather, the riches will empower you to save more souls.
Na ahunya ne bobo ma etumaji akrapi.
So if you cannot go, send other people to go.
Nese awo enyakwana enkwa manyameza domono fosuma of be nonfonko.
That's why the more God blesses you, the more you should be pushing the gospel and pushing the kingdom. This
Amen.
Is how you become rich toward God.
Amen. Debra nyamiri shraw na obeshraw no mepede etase de nyamishraw na enya embra fa wahunya no fata nyami na dwuma nechi na fa boa ma nyami na dwuma no onkodo.
So in heaven there are going to be major surprises.
Na yako I saw him in ma enzama besa obama enkofu wo ho abo ho.
It's only because we cannot have heart attack that people will not die there.
Na wasa mempe na obiara cardiac arrest in Chobiara, then Akuma Bejina, now own.
But there are going to be major surprises. Who is who in heaven?
Na a what na yebo whom, Obiara Nijinabio.
So, any moment you get to share the word of God, say to yourself, I am making myself rich toward God. Say to yourself and pray that your heart will not stay in these things. You said, set your affections on things above. It's called spiritual investment. As you see human souls, say to yourself, I want to make myself a little bit more rich. And you preach to this guy and you preach to that guy. They may not believe right there, but the word may work in them. Once you are gone, and then a time comes, he yields to the word of God, and then your account, immediately you are credited to your account that you have become one soul richer. How rich are you?
Ahunya bent na ewo wanyamim. Wahunya no osiden wanyamim. Na mereka mwe koside, obiara infansha na junim dese, etri akre biara kade, mrema me accounta owa so no, nimu ayedun. Yamfani de, nipano otse no, wanfan yeduma, wanfan huwa ma Christ impenpren, oko suspense. Yadakwa tu baby, yaretren. Onya ma, na mwa kwane nyame shas don yini yeduma pe, dami sikana wabuwa nu inarano, obaba wa accounting. Enti ye hude, obeye, sin bibiara, de yebotri akra, sin de, yebe pre de, yebenye ahunya wo asasido.
Number two.
Otie bien.
You have a certain number of souls to win.
Ewo akra dudu bia oyede enya.
It's something your life has been assigned to.
Oye azanyame abo wo brane de oyede enya.
Christ alone can save the world.
Na Jesus nankuti waji biazi inarankwa.
But Christ cannot save the world alone.
Na Jesus nanku ontum na onjiwiazi inarankwa.
In other words, the work of salvation has already been done by Jesus.
Na yareka yebeke de enkwaji edwuma no Jesus waye wie.
You can add to it.
Entum na nya ho hwe.
But for the people to experience the salvation, you must go and preach. That's why the statement by David Livingstone, whom I believe was a medical doctor, but he came down to Africa as a missionary. He said Christ alone can save the world, but Christ cannot save the world alone. You must get involved with the work.
Me jizi de, safu bo binizi na ose, na oye deta, na oje ene jumatono oba hade, oba kan insampa. Na insampa ni muna oka damase mi de, Jesus nankuti waji wiazi inarankwa. Na yareka ni biyo sa yebeke de, Jesus nanku ontu na onkan sampanu ma obiara enti, oninti na otra de aminawo, yako ni yako kasampanu.
So go and preach.
Kwa na kwa kasampanu.
I said go and preach.
Kwa na kwa kasampanu.
I said go and preach.
Kwa na kwa kasampanu.
I want more excitement about it. I said go and preach.
Amen. Kwa na kwa kasampanu.
Look at Revelation chapter 14 verse 15.
Yanshe eyitre.
Revelation chapter 14 verse 15.
And
another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice.
Na bofo fufu fi asofi mi pe na also no ozi intentim.
To him that sat on the cloud.
Na nya otse ewim.
Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap.
Na to za okita uno na so za oyede enye nyinara.
Because the time of the harvest of the earth is ripe.
The assassin Chabruno Wasson.
The angel said, came out of the temple crying.
Na bofunifi asor finimu na orusum.
So I'm crying to you this morning from the temple of the Lord.
Na no pemusitra wonyamina sorfie.
And I'm crying with a loud voice because you are sitting on the clouds.
Na meze eza oye zent na America chrow.
Somebody who sits on the cloud is somebody who has made it in life. Are you listening to me? But I'm looking at your future rejoicing in the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
And I'm looking at my future rejoicing in the kingdom of heaven. And that is why I am preparing us for eternity. So at least if you are crying here, make it your aim not to cry in heaven, that you'll be laughing.
Yes. Sir Erusuaha, ma onya wadrin de en kosra himem. Na en kotina baby church babi. But a beye juma senyam yen yiminyam. So ama akrana ebotino.
You see, God wants to bless all of us in this life.
Amen.
But not all of us will get to a certain level in this life. That's the reality of the situation. But you see, whilst you are believing to get somewhere in this life, Make it your major investment that you are going to be one of the top guys in heaven.
Na ehwehwede ebenya ahunya wahe na yatsase de onyo biara na obenya ahunya bia osopa na bombozin de awu ma onye wadwen de ebesiesi ohun de heaven is in ma ebohwere wahe bia no ebelia no mbohu mbohu.
The angel said unto the one who was sitting on the cloud,
na obofo ne kechre nya na oti ebono do ne de,
thrusting your sickle and reap. A sickle is a weapon of harvest, though. You use it to cut grass. Okay?
Yeah. Fa wo aso ana second ekita no.
Yes.
Fodo enzamana weyin na fabu.
And the harvest is talking about souls.
Yeah.
You are sitting on the cloud. God has given you influence. Use the influence to cut souls, because you see, when you are of a certain stature in life, there are some people, they easily, their heart easily opens to you because of your position. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So use that position to influence people who are under you. Send the gospel and harvest. You see, the angel said it with a loud voice. Usually when you shout, it means that the thing is urgent. Otherwise, something bad is going to happen.
Now, both of these NCM and OKM, not OKADAMASEMI, who send that now, or yeah, Asama, oh, yeah. Na obu wo ho a nyame ne wa kwadwuna pempenso a ewo no osane de ebotum na akansem ma wetie osane enyo hudu bebia nkofo pii hwo entin asema ebeke biara no nipa pii wofa wogitum entin se ereka nyame asem na nyame esrawa oyeza ogo osane de nkofo rohwe de ebeye bibi ama wedi dem anamo na awu etu no entin nyame esrawo na ereka chob de se bosu nyame a obesrawa. I hope you are in it. In Tamnara or Baba.
There are some of you who think you are less fortunate.
Now, Obinu Moha, what dream then? Nyame ambo huni ye.
For you have said in your heart, I have struggled in my life so much.
Now, I can walk with him there. I'm in my brabwe. Or how na kwanda down could send a mizze zapre.
When am I going to have help? When am I going to have respite?
Debent na menya embwe. Debent na menya in dadubi.
But set your affections on things above, and I will fight the battles of your life for you.
Na fa na mesa for wakuma di ezama owa sir na amenso mashede ma owa asasi di mezibodumu.
You have become encumbered with so much care, you are weighed down by the burdens of life.
Na eze ezama onya atichiro onhododo na ama abrabwe wa shawodo.
But throw that burden away and take my yoke, which is easy, and my burden, which is light. And as you go about my work, I will supply your needs according to my riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Na to wo ho yinaregu na fa amemu kondua osande onunumu yaha na ame ewraze mohwede wehiaze nyinara wonsa beka.
Number 3.
Ma otia ebasa.
Souls are lined up for your attention.
Na Accra was a one asado there ebe ye wohu adwuma.
You have a certain number of souls, and that number 3, souls are lined up for your attention.
Na woni Accra acto santin bia oye de awo na eje wono kwa.
Look at the book of Mark chapter 1 verse 38.
Na yenhwe Mark nitiruku ninyim edosa awotwe.
Mark 1:38.
Mark nitiruku ninyim edosa awotwe.
Jesus said unto them,
now Jesus said one day,
let us go into the next towns. Let us go into the next towns. He had preached in one particular town. But he knew there were souls that were lined up for him. And thus he needed to move to the next town. And then the next town. And then the next town. That I may preach there also, he said. For therefore came I forth. So if you have won a soul before, there are others that you must win as well. So move to the next soul.
and
share the word of God with them, because they are lined up for your attention. If this is what Christ did, we cannot do otherwise. Again, Romans chapter 15 verse 20. Apostle Paul says.
Apostle Paul.
He said, "Yes, so have I strived to preach the gospel." So strive to preach the gospel. It will not always be convenient to preach the gospel. So strive to preach the gospel. Not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation, he said. Paul said that other people have preached Christ to you. But when I seek to preach the gospel, I don't preach the gospel to people who have heard it already. So go to the next person and share the word of God with them. David Livingston said, anywhere provided it is forward. Anywhere provided it is forward. In other words, I will keep moving forward and forward and forward, and I'm not going to go back. I will keep moving forward. Anywhere provided it is forward. Number four. Souls will not be saved by carnal ways. Souls will be saved by the supernatural power of God. So God said, "Ask of me, and I will give you the heathen for an inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for your possession." Ask of me. That's prayer.
He
said, "Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel." Ask of me. And I will give you the healing for your inheritance. I'm going to lead you to pray for the unbelievers around you and around me. Souls will not be saved through carnal efforts. Number five and finally. It takes a sharpening to win souls.
It
takes a sharpening to win souls. Revelation 17:14-17. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven. He also having a sharp
sickle.
Your cutlass for winning souls must be sharp.
Amen.
Those who come from the temple or the house of the Lord must enter the world with sharp sickle or cutlasses. Do not leave the church with a blunt weapon for harvesting souls. Let's conclude with Luke chapter 15 verse 8-9, and then we pray.
Luke 15 denum ninjim awotwe.
Luke 15:8-9. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver.
Na besebi na owo akraze idu.
If she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she finds it.
Se oshre kra oso kanzi ade ozibo shisha kopim abra obohun zawaye uno.
And when she has found it.
Na se ohun a.
She calls her friends and her neighbors together.
Na ofre ne nyanom na nyanyankofo na ohun na onye won tin yinara woba.
Saying rejoice with me.
De moneni enje wonyi ami neneni yenje.
For I have found the peace which I had lost.
Mehu meguzi na oyewe no.
How are you going to find Abel?
Na ebeye de na ehu Abel.
Number 1, light a candle. Light a candle.
So kanzia.
This is why I'm sharing with you the word of God.
Eyi inti na menyore kanyame nasem.
I'm trying to light up your spirit.
Moro bombozin de menyan wusunsun.
Number 2.
Otiebien.
Sweep the house.
Pra ifie ho.
That means that make an effort to find souls that are lost.
Bombozin de eboshwehwe akra wayo.
Sweeping cannot be done without effort.
Na erepra entumenda na empra. Oye de ebon hu mozin ansana etum na pra.
Number 3, seek diligently.
Bombozin na hwehwehwe.
To save souls, we need to be diligent about it.
Se ye botwe akra or ye de ye boya hu mozin ye ni bre wo ho.
Casualness does not win a soul.
Number
4, experience the salvation of souls.
Na otia nanu bombozen de ebenya enkatsa ohon na wotwe akra no wonya ni bi.
Experience the salvation of souls.
Nya enkwagia enije ni bi.
And then number 5.
Otia nu
share the joy of souls saved with others.
Na enye afofo so enche enyija owom de ebotwe akra.
When you save a soul,
se etwe akra,
share the joy with someone else.
Enye obi so enche ho enyije no,
it will bless the person.
Obesran,
it will rub off on the person.
Obek chuchu no,
it will affect the person.
Na wa manabrabo asesan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibu Hassan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Catch Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.